你好，我是 Master， 欢迎来到我们今天 Pronunciation Course。 我们今天来学习非常棒的一课，叫 History Exam。 首先我来朗读一遍，然后我们进行详尽的分解。 Here we go. How did Joe do on his history exam? Not too well, but it wasn't his fault. He asked him about things that happened before he was even born. Okay, very good. Let's check it out. 我们看所有的发音的一些细节。第一句话， How did Joe do on his history exam?我们看一下什么什么 how 什么什么 do 进行的怎么样。那么 how did Joe do? 那么 did, 第二个 d 是不用发音的。那么气流阻塞一下就可以了，因为你去掉一个辅音，你要给它一个空间的存在，叫 did。How did Joe? How did Joe do on us? On 跟 his 可以有一个击穿音，你可以说 on his, 你可以用 in 击穿 h 这个字母变成 on us, on us history.History, 那个 TR 可以抓成准这个发音，变成 History, History, History Exam. Exam 这个单词啊，首先这个个是不用发音的，气流阻塞一下，因为两个辅音只用发后面一个，叫 it, 气流阻塞 Exam. History Exam, 历史考试，这句话变成 How did Joe do on his history exam? How did Joe do on his history exam?Not too well, but it wasn't his fault. 但不是很好，但不是他的错。Not 的 T 去掉，然后气流阻塞一下。Not too well. 这个 well 很多人发的不是很好，因为那个后面的 L 这个发音叫 well. 首先下巴往下掉一点点，叫 L. L 这个发音呢，首先抬起来，靠向你的上齿龈，在你上牙齿后背一点点，叫 O. Well, not too well, but it wasn't.But 跟 it 连在一起叫 buddy, 同时 t 不用发音。Buddy wasn't 跟 his 有一个连音。NT 组合一般我们可以说 wasn't his, 如果一定要连的话 NT 组合，那么用 in 进行连音，同时 in 击穿以 h 开头的非实义词汇，那么所以用 in 跟 it 形成连音叫 wasn't his. But it wasn't his fault. Fault, L 这个发音舌尖抬起来。Fault. Not too well, but it wasn't his fault. Not too well, but it wasn't his fault. They asked him about things that happened before he was even born. 他说他问的一些事情啊，都是他出生的一些事情。来看一下 they asked. 这个单词其实它的标准音标是 asked. 但是我们知道在美语当中三个辅音并排中间去掉爆破音，所以这个就可以变成asked, 所以你可以说成 asked him, asked him. 你也可以用 t 击穿 h 音变成 asked him, 把 t 抓成 d, 叫 asked him. Him 跟 a 形成一个连音，叫 him about. 如果这个三个单词要连在一起，变成 asked him about. Asked him about things that happen. Things 后面以 z 结尾， that 以 th 开头，那么这个 z 就可以击穿 th 音。你当然你可以不用进行击穿，叫 things that, 你可以这么说，你也可以击穿变成 things that happen, 这个单词两个元音中间所加的清辅音要被浊化，叫 happen, OK, 再来一遍 happen before he was even born. Before 这个单词，这个 e 可以弱化成 a, 因为它主重元音是 or, 所以非主重元音的 e 可以弱化成 a, 叫 before,发成 a 这个发音 before he was even born. 来，我们把这一段一起来慢速的读一遍。How did Joe do on his history exam? Not too well, but it wasn't his fault. They asked him about things that happened before he was even born. OK, 这是我们今天所分享的内容。如果你想要跟 Monster 系统的提升听力跟口语，你可以来参加我21天听力口语的挑战计划。这是一个完全免费的公益活动。21天的挑战，21个主题，由我全程带你精听和分析数百页的口语材料，每一节课一个多小时，全程的干货，很轻松的一个月让你打通听力跟口语。如果你想要获得这免费的课程，请立刻关注微信公众号学豆英语，学习的学，豆子的豆，关注之后呢，会立刻推送一个微信群给你，扫码进群就可以参加我21天的直播了。 See you next time guys.